I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Hey, Jonathan, where are you taking us this week?
We're going to Beverly Hills, to a place that has a lot of Japanese food aficionados excited, and it's a place called Tempura Endo. Tempura, which is, you know, roughly speaking, Japanese fried food, is super popular, but there's an exalted form of it that doesn't appear very often here at all. And I think this is probably the only, like, super high-end tempura restaurant on the West Coast at the moment.
So when you say super high-end, give us an idea of what a meal costs here.
There's different levels of omakase, and unless you come really late at night when they change their menu a little bit, you have to get it omakase or a set menu, and they range between 150 on the low end to 280 on the top end.
Given that it's omakase, is it set up like a sushi bar? Are you sitting in front of the chef who is frying your foods?
There are a few tables, but yeah, you are sitting in front of the chef.
Okay, so take us through what you had.
Okay, you start by ordering sake. I think sake is like the way to go. The beer is much, much cheaper. The signature dish at the restaurant, which has been operating in Kyoto for more than a century, is corn.
Seriously, corn?
Yeah, it's a sweet Japanese corn. I don't know whether they get it here or import it. And they cut it into sort of a fillet off the cob, and it sticks together. And they put it in this delicate batter, and they fry it. And there's a slight bit of oiliness, there's that crispness, and then there's the separate pop, pop, pop of the corn kernels bursting in your mouth. It's really good.
So that sort of gets your attention in a big way.
Yeah. After the corn, there's a live Santa Barbara spot prawn when they can't get what they consider the much better shrimp from Japan. It's really good fried shrimp.
So it's not live while you're eating it. It's just the freshest it could be.
The freshest it could be. And like, in a way, I'm happy it's not live when it goes into the oil. That may be the highlight of the meal. I mean, there's Santa Barbara uni wrapped in seaweed and maybe cooked a little bit too long. I tend to like uni raw rather than cooked. One of their very big deal things, which a fat Japanese sea scallop, split in half and stuffed with Ocetra caviar and then fried, is maybe overkill. I mean, you wish that it had been like a couple seconds less in the oil, and the caviar, I'm sure, is wonderful on its own, but
they're going for what would be a super luxury experience.
A super luxury experience. After you're done, they bring out the tendon, which is one of my favorite dishes. It's mixed tempura with, you know, shrimp and fish and vegetables and things that they put on rice and they slightly moisten.
But you can't just go there and order that bowl.
You can't just go there and order that bowl. Thinking about the expense, frankly, when you go out of there and your bill with tax and tip and the lowest end sake ends up being, you know, $600, it's...
For how many people?
Two. That's expensive.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Tempura Endo in Beverly Hills. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's restaurant recommendations.